This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
It's an early Christmas gift for hockey fans here tonight, a state-ranked matchup between the Chi High Cardinals, the home team, and the Stevens Point Panthers. The Cards are ranked fifth in the state, and Spash is fourth. Chi High 7-2 coming off a 4-2 win over Wausau West on Tuesday, and the Panthers of Stevens Point Area High School are 6-0-1. They defeated D.C. Everest Tuesday night 4-1. Greg Stewart here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, and looky here, Cooper Fosvick back with me, the former Cards defenseman after taking a couple of weeks off. Big question is, did you miss me?
I missed you a lot, Greg.
Missed you, but great to have Hoop up here, too. It was a lot of fun to reconnect with him on the radio. Good to have you back, and both teams on a roll. Chi High has won six of their last seven. Spash has won five straight. This should be a bandit here tonight.
Yeah, this is like, as a hockey fan, as a Chi hockey fan, this is exactly what a game that you just have to come out for. This should be a barn burner.
Cards beat Spash in the sectional semis in 2021, 6-4. Last year, we lost to Stevens Point 4-3. The games have kind of gone back and forth. And two teams that have good players from the goal line on out, and we've always seemed to have really good games, clean games, and very competitive contests with Stevens Point.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like both teams are always super disciplined and well-coached, so it seems like in these games it usually doesn't get really chippy out of hand. It seems like both teams are super, super equal. It's just always a good back-and-forth hockey game, and I'm expecting nothing less tonight.
Now, what a game on Tuesday night for the Cards. They had a fight from behind against Wausau over at Marathon County Park. They were down 2-0 after one period. In fact, Wausau West came down and scored on the first shot of the game, and they went into the locker room leading 2-0. The Cards had to kill off an extended 5-on-3, a penalty shot that Mick Marlowe stopped. And just about everything happened, but Chi High came back in the third period, scored a goal, and then a shorty by Jackson Hoym to win it, seal the deal in the third period. And how fitting is that for a team that seems to score more shorthanded than they do power play? But it was really a gutty performance by Chi High coming back to win that one 4-2. So be nice to get this one here and have a clean sweep of the week.
No kidding, but I think that shows a lot of resiliency by the Cardinals and just kind of a testament to what this team's really capable of, because I can tell you as a player, as a coach, when you go down early in the game, it's a huge dagger, and it takes a lot to gather the courage to come back, and especially to come back and win.
It's
just really awesome. So I think that they're probably going to have a lot of momentum coming out early tonight, because I can guarantee you that's going to be a point from Coach Parker, that you have to come out and be good right away.
He said that to me. You got to play three period. You got to be focused right away. And against good teams, you're not going to survive that every night with the schedule Chi High has.
Exactly. I mean, Wausau West is a good hockey team.
Yep.
And this team is probably going to be maybe even a little bit better, so you have to put a whole game together.
Yeah, they even survived the bus fire on the way home.
Well, yeah, they did.
They had a smoking tire on the back of the bus on the way home, and that took about an extra 40 minutes, and all the players had to be unloaded off the bus, and parents came to pick kids up, and it was just kind of crazy. But fortunately, they got the W, and that's the thing that matters here. All right, so this is Cardinal Countdown, and a preview of tonight's game between Chi High and Spash. And it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You've got to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Coop, what do you think the keys are to an eighth victory of the season for Chi High here tonight?
I think a really big thing tonight is going to be being the physical aggressor. I really am looking for Chi High, especially the first couple shifts of the game, to really finish their checks and set the tone for the game right away. I think that if we have some good clean hits right away, it'll kind of put them back on their heels. I think the second thing when it comes to scoring goals is going to be getting trapped in front of this goaltender. You know, this team is good. Good teams have a good goaltender always. Let's take his eyes away. Shots from the point. Let's get some dirty goals. And I think the last thing is going to be, it seems like kind of a smaller thing, but it's in games like this, it seems like it makes a big deal, is neutral zone turnovers. Yeah. The neutral zone, a lot of games can be win and, won and lost there. You know, if we can't get the puck across the red line and into their zone, it's going to be a long night.
All right, there's our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. By the way, I like your sweater.
Thank you.
Christmas sweater.
It says
your
Santa.
Elf sweater.
Santa? I know him.
I know him. Love it. All right, we will take a break, come back with more of our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. We'll catch up with assistant coach Austin Taylor in just a few moments. So stay with us. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for a three. Ooh. Again here.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot, it goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Chi High Cardinals in Spash here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Chi High ranked fifth in the state at 7-2. They're 4-0 in their conference. And Stevens Point 6-0-1 overall. They are 5-0 in the Valley Conference, and they are fourth ranked in the state. So a real barometer tonight for both teams. A showdown here this evening at the arena between Chi High and Spash. Here's your goalie matchup for Stevens Point. It'll be the senior Mason Spurlin. His save percentage at 9.53, goals against average 1.16. His record 4-0-1. And for the Cards, they'll throw a senior between the pipes, Nick Marlowe. He is 5-1-0. His save percentage at 9.57. Goals against average, a minuscule 0.84. Tonight, Stevens Point will be the last game before the Christmas break for Chi High, but then they come out of that facing Verona, a team they started the season with. Tough program there, Finding Springs. This is a tournament down in Ashwaubenon, and Finding Springs was in the state tournament for D2. Then you got Notre Dame. They are one of the top teams in the state, Notre Dame. And we get into BRC action after the first of the year. So just night in and night out, it's one of the toughest schedules in the states for the Cards. And they got to be ready every night. And came into Tuesday's game a little bit delayed as far as getting their focus. And they felt it in the first period, but came back in the second and third and beat a tough Wausau West team over at Marathon County Ice Arena 4-2. So the Cards have won six of their last seven. The only lump in that was the U school lost 1-0 a couple of Saturdays ago. After the 7-0 win over Fond du Lac on Friday, they lost to U school 1-0 here on a Saturday afternoon at the arena. And then they've pulled off a couple of straight wins, a convincing 8-1 victory over Eau Claire North, and the 4-2 win on Tuesday night against Wausau West. All right, let's go downstairs. Coop is with assistant coach Austin Taylor.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Austin Taylor and volunteer coach Chase Hoople. Hey, Austin, big win against West. What did we learn from that game?
We got to start a little bit better. Came out pretty slow, dug ourselves a hole. Told the boys we need to pay attention to the officials, and we started with six penalties and a penalty shot in the first period. And not a great way to start a hockey game, but you know, they battled back. I think we held them to one shot there in the second. But, you know, you start slow against a team like this tonight, and it's just going to be too hard to crawl back from. So a little bit of quicker starts.
What are we expecting from Spash this evening?
They're good. You know, just watching them on film, I wouldn't say they're, you know, they're probably one of the top teams in the state. And they're ranked 3. You know, that might even be a little bit low. So highly skilled team. They got a lot of kids that can play. They're deep. Really good goaltending. We struggle with that at times this year, just not getting to the net and not playing in the dirty areas. So you play perimeter hockey against this team, you're not going to score on them. So they're a good, skilled team, and we're going to have our hands full.
What's going to take to come out with a W tonight?
You know, just doing the little things, right? Like, our power play has been a little bit weak this year. We've had some good opportunities, but not capitalizing. We need to be better there. Staying out of the box. If you take six penalties against these guys, they're going to put a couple in on you. So, you know, good special teams. And like I said, just when we struggled this year, it's because we're not getting to the net. And if you don't get to the net in this tender, he's going to stop everything. So that's really what I'm looking for is our forwards. You know, getting in the net, taking his eyes away, and getting sticks on pucks in front, and hopefully burying a couple.
Austin, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight. Back to you, Greg.
Thanks, Coop.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah, the power play for Chi High, still looking for the secret sauce. They are 13.6% on the power play. It's not where you want to be. Kill is okay, 95.8. In contrast, Stevens Point on the man advantage at just a little bit over 24%. Now, that's not superior for Spash. It's not incredible, but still pretty good in comparative to Chi High, which really is looking to get improving that power play to really burn teams that, you know, wind up in the penalty box. All right. So we're just a few minutes away from puck drop here tonight. Chi High and Spash. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. We'll be back.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Cards hockey tonight. It's the fifth-ranked Chi-High Cardinals hosting number 4 Stevens Point. Spash Panthers here tonight. Greg Stewart along with Cooper Fosvick and Super Sam Aberle back at our Wogo Studios. Our producer here tonight on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire. Chippewa Falls. Spash in the black sweaters with the white trim and black breezers. Cards going to be in their home whites here tonight. And see what kind of battle we're in for here tonight. You never know when you get Spash in here and how things are going to go. But my guess is it probably is going to be a pretty close game.
Oh, yeah. I think this is going to be super back and forth. And I'm excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, me too. All right, good to have you along. We've got high school buckets tomorrow night. Chi-High hosting Menominee and boys basketball, 6:55 pregame show. Our last game before the Christmas break here. And we'll have Cardinal Countdown for you at 5 minutes before 7 tomorrow night. But tonight it's high school hockey for Chi-High against Stevens Point. Point making the trip over. A little nicer weather than they've encountered in past years here, with dry conditions, temps in the 40s, and unusual December weather here, huh?
I'll take it as long as we can get it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Last day of fall. Winter begins tonight, 9:27, officially. So the Cards are out of the locker room. They set up on the goal line in the south end of the building. Everybody's in place in the booth. And we're about ready for the starting lineups here tonight. This will be Teacher Appreciation Night, too. So the players are be met by their favorite teachers between the first and second periods here tonight. Tom Voidel is here and ready for the starting lineups for tonight's game as Chi-High and Stevens Point battle here tonight on the Cards home ice. So here is the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena. In a moment, Tom Voidel. We'll have our starting lineup. Stevens Point in the black breezers and black sweaters here tonight. Chi-High in the home whites with the red and black trim. Full house, and we expect it to be even fuller as we go into the evening. Here's Tom Voidel with tonight's starting lineups.
Starting lines, we're sorry for the short delay here. What is Stevens Point's? Panthers. First, introducing the starting line for the Stevens Point Panthers. In goal, number 31, Mason Sperlin. The defenseman, number 6, Jamie Reeve. And number 15, Tyler Loomis. The center, number 2, Grant Molsky. And the wings, number 8, Brady Miller. And number 17, Jackson Schrader. And the rest of the Panthers, along with their head coach, Matt Polkamp, and assistant coaches Dylan Koss, Nate Bolton, Landon Dinell, and John Naif. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before introducing the starting line for the Cardinals, we're going to be introducing the Youth Hockey Player of the Night. The Youth Hockey Player of the Night is Caden Esslinger. Caden plays defense on the Chippewa Youth Hockey Might Black team and is a second grader at Homestead Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. And Caden's parents are Rod and Dee Esslinger, and he's been escorted out by number 6, Carter Bovey. Ladies and gentlemen, Caden Esslinger, Youth Hockey Player of the Night. And now introducing the starting line for the Cardinals, in goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The defenseman, number 18, Gus Thorpe. And number 22, Caden Svoboda. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the wings, number 8, Jackson Hoym. And number 15, Brett Carlson. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches, Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. Puck drop just a couple of minutes away here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Cards, and the Panthers tonight on WOGO. We'll be back.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
For the last 4 decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chi High Hockey tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Greg and Coop here tonight. Our officials, Dennis Fenton, is the linesman. Ryan Darrow and Connor Rowan, the referees. And for Stevens Point, it's Miller, Molsky, and Schrader up front. Loomis and Reeb, they're starting deep here. For the Cards, you got 7, 8, and 15. You got Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym, and Brett Carlson up on the forward line. Swobes and Thorpe back on the blue line, and here we go. The puck pumped it right in by Chi High on the opening draw. And here is Jackson Hoy. He'll feather this one off the half wall, the far side in the attack zone. Comes back to Swobes. He'll chuck this one into the right wing corner. Swept around by Point, and it's going to come out and have to be flagged down by Gus Thorpe. Turns, rips a pass off to the right. That line will exit. At least the defensive pair come off, and we start a change on the forward line as well. Pitched ahead by Stevens Point. Little deep, but no icing call right there. The Cards caught up to it. Banked off the wall to the puck back out to neutral ice. Cards on the attack, and here they come. Carter Bowby across the line. Lost it as he came in. Now it's picked up by Stevens Point. They're D-work it. Point D to D. Off on the right wing side. They're trying to exit their own defensive zone right now. This one is rattled off the boards and into the Chi High zone. It picked up right there by Brett Christom. He'll rag it behind his own tender and get kind of stuck in the left wing corner, and the Cards trying to clear. Here's a shot. One time, a rebound right in on Nick. A third shot, and Marlowe fought it off and caroms that one in the left wing corner. Senior goaltender had to come up big that time for Chi High, as Stevens Point had players right in his grill, and they were chucking the puck right at him. Cards on the breakout, far wing, and it's tipped ahead by Johnson over to Hoym. Hoym's line back out there right now. He sets it up. Here's over to Mason Johnson back at the point as he was coming out of the gate after the short rest for that first line. And Stevens points back out to the center circle. This one is lofted into the Chi High zone, comes off the window and corralled there by Thorpe. Looks it over, backs in from behind his own goaltender. And here come the Cards up the ice into the Stevens Point zone. And they lost it. It's going to be picked up right now by Belias. He's got it for Stevens Point. Carries it to the blue line. Puck is shifted off his stick right there. Cards intercept, and there's a shot on net. Save made by Sperlin, the senior goaltender, for Stevens Point. Cards have the puck out in front, and dangling is Mason Johnson trying a backhand shot. That was thumped off Sperlin into the right wing corner. Centering pass for Johnson just out of his reach. And on the half wall, it's going to be backed in by Carlson. Carlson and Mason Johnson come off to get a little rest here. And Carter Bobby has got it. He'll check it back for his own D. Here is Swobes, looks up the ice. So kind of a weak pass cross ice. Stevens Point will carry it in, and the Spash player fell down at the blue line, so that gives the Cards an opportunity to carry the puck to the blue line and work it back out to neutral ice. Fast-paced game right now. Here is Stevens Point. They beat RD, and they worked it off to the left, and they put it in. The Cards in the midst of a change, and Stevens Point made his pay right there as Mick Marlowe had nobody back there for his own team.
This is a team, if you make mistakes, they're going to make you pay almost every single time. It's been super back and forth so far, but if you're a Chi High defenseman, you can't change two at one time and leave your goalie out to dry. Mick Marlowe didn't stand a chance on that one.
3:18, time of the goal. Grant Molsky scores it for Stevens Point. The assist going to Schroeder and Field. For Molsky, that's his ninth goal of the season, and Point comes out on top here in the first score of the game, and the Cards have to fight from behind again. Chi High's got it out at neutral, and they'll back it away from Stevens Point, try to reset here as the puck slides into the right wing corner of the Chi High D zone. 13:16 left to go, first period. Cards down 1-0. Here's Chi High on the break. Chucked ahead for Andy Johnson. He can't control. Turned around the other way by Jackson Schroeder. Just had the assist on that opening goal of the game. Stevens Point in the zone. They work it back to the point. Now they'll drop it in the left wing corner. Here is Schroeder. He got pushed up against the fence, and Chi High can't clear. They handed it right back to Stevens Point. And here's Kristen. Kristen turns, rips it ahead, banks it off the dasher, and all the way down. It looks as if icing's going to be waved off. Chi High try to get there first. They do. Here is Jackson Hoyt. Boy, dropped a couple of Spash players in on him. They sandwiched him between the two Spash players, and the puck is coughed up. And here comes Stevens Point. It is Drexler moves into the left wing corner with some speed. One-timer on net. Marlowe with the save. Leaves it for his D and cleared back just into the Stevens Point defensive zone. A shot right on from Points into the ice, and Marlowe with the save there. Chai high on the break, but they cough it up, and Stevens Point now controls here with 12:03 left to go in the opening stanza. Chai high had to fight from behind on Tuesday night, too, as they came out very slowly and were down 2-0 to Wausau West before they kind of woke up and had a couple of third period goals and won it 4-2. Cards on the forecheck right here, can't keep it in, and this is Summers as he comes into the zone and lifts one toward the goaltender and ricochets up and out of play.
Pretty thankful for a stop right there. It seemed like it was just kind of all Stevens Point. Chai Hai with an opportunity to now kind of reset and start over and hopefully end up in their zone.
Slow starts. It must drive a coach crazy, huh? Here's Stevens Point in the high slot. That shot from Coy Brish. Drifted wide, and Chai High with the icing call right here. So they look a little out of sync here.
Yeah, definitely, and it seems like Stevens Point is doing a really, really good job is spreading us out in the neutral zone, and they're really doing a nice job springing those wingers on those long cross-ice passes. If we can take that away, that'll change a lot.
Yep. As that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Back to action here, 11:23 left to go, first period. State ranking matchup here tonight with Chai High hosting Stevens Point. Puck in the cards into the ice, and here they are. Carter Bovey overskated it, reaches back, gets it, leaves it for Swobes. They go cross ice right now. And here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe into the zone, lays it ahead for Evan Foyles. Foyles couldn't catch up with the puck just a little bit out in front of him. And Stevens Point dumps it back the other direction. Point's got it the right wing corner. Here's Brish. Centering pass is cut off by the cards. That's Thorpe. He'll work it off the near wall. And Chai High dumps it in as they make a change right now. Cards finally getting their forward line out there, including Ethan Foyles, and he'll back wing into the Spash zone. Cut off right at the point. On sides, or was it? No, it just came out. Jackson LeMay thought he tipped it in with the stick as it was floating out, but he was just a few inches away from doing that. 10:29 left to go, first period, and 1-0 Spash. The goal at 3:18 of the first. A drop at the dot just below us outside the defensive end of the ice for Stevens Point. Centers tie it up, and it's going to be taken by Spash right here. This one tipped up off a stick and up into the rafters and out of play.
Felt like we could have reached out and grabbed that one.
Yeah, that came close. Get a girls game on Tuesday night, and there was a puck that came within inches of our broadcast area. But here we got some glass out in front of us. That's good. Here is Stevens Point. It is Tyler Bialis who's got it right now for the Panthers, and he lifts a pass in, and Point had a two-on-one, but they couldn't make it happen. And the puck loose out front. Here it's garbage picked up by the Panthers, and they had a close shot right on Marlowe, and he made the save. Chai High needs to get some O going here. This is Ethan Foyles. He'll lock one into the zone. Cards on the forecheck, overskated it, and Stevens Point's got it. Right now, they bring it in. Here's Schroeder. Schroeder tried to leave it out in front as a cutter was heading to the hole, but it was just out of his reach, and it comes back out to neutral after being cleared by Chai High. They look a little faster than we are right now. Step faster, and they're seeing the ice better than we are, too. Banged off the wall on the far side by Carlson, and here comes Chai High with an offsides call right here as Johnson was caught in the zone. 9:24 left to go, first period.
Yeah, it just seems like Chai High is just a little lethargic out of the gates here.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of game left, and they could turn it on at any moment.
Face off outside the Spash into the ice, and this is going to be skipped into the zone by the Cards, and an icing call here against Stevens Point. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Service Master, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. So the drop inside the splash zone. Let's see if we can make something happen here. Scott Parker, in our pregame visit, talked about how the faceoffs have not been won by Chi High. They've been trying to work on that. And there they lost the faceoff in the O zone. Caught the puck loose inside the Chi High zone. Here is Carlson. He is shadowed by a Stevens Point player, pushed up against the fence, but Carlson got some help from an off wing, and it's dumped into the Stevens Point zone. Swobes will throw this one in the right wing corner. He will stay out, but Card's front line changes up here. Swoboda steps up, had the puck for a moment. Stevens Point back in the zone. And here is Summers. Summers rotates to the blue line. Then that is stripped by Bobby, Carter Bobby. And the puck winds up at neutral ice again. Cards jam it off the wall, but can't clear. 8:17 and counting left to go here in the first. Chi High works it out to neutral ice, and it's tipped ahead by the Cards and dumped off the wall on the far side. Here comes Point again, but an offsides call here on Spash.
Just so seems like our defensemen are just a little bit sloppy with the puck right now. Yep. I think that we just need to kind of focus on making the easy play and alleviate that stress off of just trying to do everything. All you got to do is just make the pass that you're given. You don't have to do anything more than that.
8:06 left here in the first. JV game won. Our JV won their sixth straight tonight, beating Spash 9-5. So congratulations to Austin Redders, JV coach, and that team. They are really on a roll. Chi High has won six of their last seven, but right now trailing Spash. Stevens Point's got it right now. Centering pass, oh, and a man on the near side, Bolton. And he took a feed, and he was all alone. Mick Marlowe's just been hung out to dry here a little bit by the Cards D, but fortunately the puck went over the crossbar and hit off the window and up and out of play here. But boy, I tell you what, Marlowe's had to really fend off some flurries by Stevens Point.
He's made a couple incredible saves.
7:45 left to go, wrapped around the wall by the Cards, and here's Carlson jammed on the fence, and the Cards work it into the zone. Jackson Hoyne is dropped on the check and got a stoppage of play. This might be a call on Stevens Point. So the Cards going to have their first power play. An interference call coming up here on Tyler Loomis for Point. And this would be a good place to tie the game.
Exactly. Hoyne did a nice job of trying to get around him, and he held up a little bit too long. He was hitting him when the puck was already in the corner.
Right. We'll
call that every single time.
Yep. So that line will stay out. Carlson and Hoyme, Mason Johnson, Gus Thorpe along the blue line. Drew Bovey will be back there with him as well. And here we go. Here is Boves right now, top of the circle on the far side, playing catch down low. This one tipped to Gus Thorpe. Nice keep right there. But Chi High looks a little disorganized right now. Here is Bovey, works it over for Mason Johnson to Gus Thorpe. Open ice right now. Bobby pulls the trigger over on the near side as Mason Johnson walked in and pulled the trigger on a shot, but it went right into Sperlin, and he got some help from the weak side D, and it stepped all the way down with a minute 27 left to go here in the Cards power play. 6:57 remaining in the first period. Chi High trailing 1-0 to Spash as the Cards work it into the zone. Cough it up for a moment. But the trailer right there, Evan Foyles, kept it alive. Now over in the far side, here is Bobby with a shot and shaft it in. Right there. There you go, baby. Chi High has tied it on the power play here in the first period.
Well, that's opportunistic right there. Get an opportunity on the power play, a couple awesome chances, and end in a goal.
All right, it's going to be Jackson Hoyme with the goal, and Evan Foyles the assist for the Cards. At 10:21 of the first period, And the Cards have knotted this one up. Nice to see the power play working here.
Exactly. They did an awesome, awesome job moving the puck.
Here is Dillingham for Stevens Point. He tried to dump it on the right side and ricocheted off a stick and up and out of play.
So if you're Chi High right now, this is an opportunity to put the gas pedal down.
Yep.
You know, I can pretty much hear Coach Parker in my ear saying, now we go.
Yep.
Get another one right now.
Wake up call, right?
Right.
Hoimer's fifth goal of the year. And the assist to Foyles. And he leads the team in points 14. And here's a nice on-the-ice shot right there by Sam Hebert. Nobody there to clean it up, but that's what you want from your D. Keep it on the ice, and it's cleared back out by Stevens Point. This is Dillingham. Hands it ahead for a streaky, and a shot right there. And McMarlow makes the save and caroms that one into the right-wing corner. With exactly 6 minutes to go in the period, a scrum, three-on-three scrum on the wall on the far side. Stevens Point comes out with it, and they've got it on the near wing. Now they'll dump it in to the left wing side, and this one is going to be jammed by Ethan Foyles up and out. Point's got it right now, and they'll backpedal to open up some ice right here. It is Dillingham, had the puck for a moment, then lost his edge. Ethan Foyles had it for a moment. He lost his edge, but here comes Evan Foyles. Foyles stops, waiting for some help. Cards in the midst of a change here. And they worked it. Oh, they almost had Foyles on the give and go come in, but just missed that one by a half a second as he overskated the puck. And this one's going to be dropped in the right wing corner. Chi High on the attacking zone again. Stevens Point. Trying to rattle them in the right-wing corner. Cards a little stronger forecheck now. They look like they built up some energy off that goal as the puck is along the Spash blue line. And an offsides call right here on Chi High with 4:57 left to go in this first period.
Let me say this. Carter Bovee is a strong human.
Yeah.
He likes to hit people, and yep. He's really good at it.
You could probably pick him up and pitch him over the yeah. glass if you wanted to. Yeah, he is a force out there. Stevens Point. Here they are. Schroeder dances across the line, launches a shot. Marlow with a save, angles that one into the left wing corner. 4.5 left to go here in the period. Puck back at the blue line. Chi High back on their heels a little bit here with Swobes. Swobes dropped it down low. And Drew Bovee had it for a moment. Lost an edge, fell down. The puck loose in the left wing corner. Point. Digs it up. They come to the hole, but cut off there. And here is Carlson banging his stick as Jackson Hoyt looking for a feed. Over to Thorpe. He'll come up, but an offsides call right here. A little out of sync as the pass was behind the rush, and Thorpe just dumped it in. And a little off the mark there.
I think Hoyt thought he was getting a puck,
yep.
And he had so much momentum that he just didn't have time
Give
to slow
the
down.
Puck. He was banging his stick, and it went back to Thorpe, and that kind of threw the symphony off there a little bit. 4:19 left, first period. Face off just outside the D zone for Stevens Point, and Spash has got it right now. They'll go D to D. Cards in the forecheck trying to pin it in deep. It's on the half wall. Chi High has got it right now. Here is Ethan Foyles, goes cross ice for LeMay, and now it pops across the line, and the Cards give it up to Stevens Point. That was Drexler who stole it. And the puck flies out of play here with 3:54 left to go in this first period. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. There's a drop back to action. 3:52 left to go. First period, we're tied at one. Stevens Point and Chi High. The 4 and 5 ranked teams in the state. Pitched ahead for Drew Bovee. He'll turn, lift a forehand shot into the left wing corner. Cards now organized. Back to Gus Thorpe. High slot and a one-timer ripped out of the air by Mason Sperlin, the Spash goaltender. He'll hang on.
That's the
save right there.
Those are the plays I really like to see from Gus Thorpe. You know, those shots from the point, he's got such a heavy shot.
He sure
can just
does.
Put it wherever he wants. And I just feel like I haven't seen that much from him so far.
Shot 6-5 in favor of Stevens Point right now. Chi High's a little lackluster coming out of the gate, but looks like they picked it up here with 3:28 left to go in the first period. Pinned up against the yellow ribbon right now in the Stevens Point defensive zone. Guys just kind of motionless for a moment. The referees are encouraging them to keep the puck moving, and it is right now. Here comes Point. Carson Summers with some energy into the zone, but nice back check there by Chi High. And the Cards have it right now, the breakout. Here is Drew. Lofts this one into the right wing corner, tries to chase it down himself. Can't get there in time. Point has got it. Tyler Loomis starts him out, comes out to neutral ice, over to Summers, and into the Chi High zone. It kicked around between several players here. Jammed into the corner. And let's see, the Card's going to come up with it right here. They'll carry it out. And lifted into the Stevens Point zone. Here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym turns, puts it on his backhand, tries to lift it in the zone. Stevens Point on the break right here, and they'll dump it right on. Easy save there for Nick Marlowe. Point in the midst of a change, so lots of open ice for Chi High. They'll work it into the zone and dump it the left wing corner. 2:13 left to go here in the first period. We're all knotted up at one. Comes back to the tape of Sam Hebert. He lost it. Here's Point and a one-timer. Loose. Marlowe had it and going to go in. Oh, they're saying it got past the senior goaltender. He thought he had it saved. And Coopin might have gone in after he moved there.
Yep, I think Marlowe kind of put it in. I think he had it saved, but
same combo. Grant Molsky and Jackson Schrader. 2:03 is all we have left in the first period. Point has gone back up on top here.
The pairing of Bovey and Krista has struggled tonight. They're overcommitting and they're hanging each other out to dry. They just need to just set back. That time he could have just forced them wide. He did not have to step there.
So a 2-1 score right now. Scott Parker as well in our pregame visit in the coach's office talked about how important it is to not give up the early goal and give up the late goal in the period. And Chi High has been guilty a little bit of that here tonight. Not the last minute of the period, but pretty close. And here's the Cards right now as they get an entry into the zone, but then lose it with a minute 35 left to go and an icing call right here against the Cards. So they finally caught up, and it looked like they had a little gas going here in the engine, and then all of a sudden they give it up in their own zone.
That's the thing about playing really good hockey teams. You can have all the momentum in the world, but one mistake can take it all away.
1:35 in the game clock left here of the first as the puck floats back to the blue line, scooped up right there by Spash's Drexler as he'll drop at the right wing corner, centering pass and cut off right there by Mick Marlowe. Shots now 10-5 in favor of Stevens Point. And they lead it 2-1 here tonight at the scoreboard. Faceoff will be in the Chi High zone. Hobie trying to win this one. And it comes back in the left wing corner. Hobie's got it right now as he took the feed out of the elbow, and Chi High works it across the line out to neutral ice. And it is Bovey in the zone, chopping at it. Came up, and Stevens Point's going to dump it. And here's an icing call against Spash. 1:06 left to go here in the first period. This is a good Panthers team. They're going to be heard of from before the season's over. Last year they were beaten by Superior, kind of stunned by Superior in the playoffs. But it's a team that I think could make a run at state this year. 1:05 left to go here in the period. Wrapped around the wall all the way down and icing here against Point again. 59.7 left on the game clock here in the first.
This faceoff is a really, I would say, the first really big faceoff of the game here. Chi High struggled in the faceoff circle tonight, but if we can set up a play off the draw here and win it, it'd be really, really big.
Number 7 in there for Chi High. Mason Johnson, and Johnson tied up his man that Chi High couldn't control, and it's going to be dished out by Stevens Point and over the window and out of play here. 51.7 left on the game clock here in the first. And the faceoff will be out of the center circle. Same crew. Here is Johnson against Summers. And stepping up is Swobes, banked it off the wall. Ahead for Jackson Hoym into the Stevens Point D zone. Johnson on the half wall on the far side. Hobie comes in to try to scrape it off the fence as well. And top of the circle, Chihai tips it ahead. And Bobby can't control, and it ricocheted off Summers, and he gathers it up and into the Chihai zone. Here is Thorpe, throws it off the far wall. 24 seconds left to go. Swobes rips it out of the air, drops it on his tape, and where is it? Players can't find it. Now it's finally scooped up by Mason Johnson. He'll dangle ahead. Johnson in the high slot. Leaves it off for Evan Foyles, but he was foiled on the shot, and it comes back out to neutral ice with 5 seconds left to go here in the first. Spash has got it. 2 seconds. 1 second. Into the zone. And that will do it. So it's still anybody's game, but Panthers came out flying. Chihai finally gathered it up midway through the period to tie it up, and then they coughed up the lead, and Stevens Point's got it 2-1 going into the first intermission.
Yeah, it's a tough period. It was very back and forth. Chihai definitely had their opportunities. I think from an offensive standpoint, I think our forwards did a really nice job. I think they moved the puck super well in the offensive zone. They had a lot of zone time. I think, if anything, they just need to test this goaltender a little bit more. We only had five shots. Now, they were high quality, I think, all of them. But let's get him moving a little bit. Let's force him to make a couple saves, go up and down a couple of times. I think that'll pay dividends. But I think our really big issue is on the defensive side. Sloppy.
Yeah.
And it's not our forwards in the defensive zone, it's our defensemen. Mm-hmm. And we're stepping at times that is just way too aggressive against a team like this. And I think
this team can fly. They got some wheels.
Absolutely. So, like I said earlier, they just need to make an easy play. Just force him wide. Let Mick make a save. Mick's a good goalie. He can help you out in times like this.
Yep, and he's helped us out a lot
here
tonight.
Exactly. He's made some phenomenal saves. He's locked in. I think he just needs a little bit of support, and maybe a couple block shots from the wingers from the point would be a good help too.
All right, still anybody's game here. A 2-1 lead for Stevens Point after one. This is Teacher Appreciation Night here tonight, so the athletes, the players, and their favorite teachers that have meant the most to them are invited to be here tonight and be introduced and congratulated for a great job that they've done at school, the academic side of high school. So they're going to be introduced here between the first and second periods as the teams are in the locker room. But I would imagine that the Chihai players come out here shortly to be reunited with their favorite teachers here tonight. By the way, I want to mention there is a new hype video for Chihai hockey that's been created, and it is really good. I saw it today. It's up on our website, WOGO.com. You should take a look at it because it's really well done. Orange Impression. Jesse from Orange Impression put that together. He did one a couple of years ago for football. Just waiting for one for hockey, and he finally got it done, and it is terrific. Very professional, very well done, and you can go over to wogo.com and see that thing.
It's pretty cool.
I think so, too.
I was watching it today, as I was just getting to work, and I was, kind of the cobwebs off, and I was like, oh, I'm excited about hockey tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it gets you pumped, doesn't it? Chihai and Stevens Point. After one, it is Spash 2. And Chihai 1. Take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three.
Ooh. Again, yeah.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot, it goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Chi High Hockey tonight. Cards trailing Spash. Superior, I should say, Stevens Point Area High School. They Spash Panthers 2-1. They scored first. Panthers at 3:18 of the first. Cards tied it up at 10-21 of the first period. The goal by Jackson Hoym. The assist to Evan Foyles. And then Stevens Point took the lead at 14:57. Second time that combo worked, Grant Molsky from Jackson Schrader, and that's where we sit right now. So you got number four and number five here tonight. Spash, number four in the state, five for Chi High, but yeah, the rankings don't mean a whole lot right now, and you can't get caught up in that this early in the season.
Yeah, I know. Coach Parker pretty much tells the players, you know, don't really look into this.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It's a minor thing, I think. It's fun to watch. You know, obviously it does show that you're an elite team, you know, and you're deserving recognition. But, yeah, I think Chi High, there's something left to be desired with the way that they played that period. And Coach Parker will get them dialed in.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, with the kind of schedule they have, you're going to get tested just about every night. And it is tough for high schoolers to come out every night and have their focus and be in the game right away. And that kind of thing. We saw what happened against U School a few weeks ago where they were out. Jackson Hoym was not playing, and they just looked out of sync. And tonight in the first period, a lot of shifts, they just aren't with it. But hopefully between periods here, they can kind of get their heads straight again and be going in the right direction here.
And I think it's an easy fix, my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's an easy fix. You just kind of simplify the way you do things, you know. You kind of shoot the puck from everywhere, look for rebounds. When things aren't going well, you know, you chip the puck deep. You get across the red line, you go hit the defenseman. You hopefully get the puck back, and you start working in the zone. I know that that's a little bit of an old school, you know, way of doing things, but I think that in this game, I think it'll pay off.
Yeah, and one of the goals was just a poor change by the D.
Right.
So you toss that one out, and you know the game is tied here. So,
exactly.
But that's that's the kind of stuff that good teams make you pay for.
Exactly. And like, you know, I was talking, you know, before the period was over, that it just seemed like our defensemen are a little bit out of sync. They're trying to do a little bit too much. I'm especially looking for that second D pairing to focus on not getting scored on rather than scoring. You know, I think Gus Thorpe and Swobes are playing a phenomenal game. I think that they should, you know, stay the course. Whatever you're doing is working. But the other two, these guys are a little bit fast, and I was a slow player. I know what that's like. You know, it's like, whoa, there they go.
Yeah, look behind you. Huh?
So at that point, you just got to really focus on your angles, really focus on getting them wide, and if you get in trouble in defensive zone, get that puck off the glass.
Yeah, just dump it. Yep. I agree. All right, 2-1. Stevens Point leading Chi High after one. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, or you can stop by, or you can visit Quality Propane and Fuels. We'll be back. We're going to take another break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Glad you made it.
Cool. Wogo Radio, Chi High Hockey here tonight. Cards trailing Smash 1-0 between the first and second periods. They honored the student athletes' favorite teachers here, favorite staff member from Chi High, and it was great to see, you know, math teachers out here, social studies, and coaches that meant a lot to them in other sports, and our teachers. So a lot of fun here between the first and second periods. And then our crack Zamboni crew came out. They're just terrific. Man, they can clean that ice up in a hurry. And they've done a great job, and we're just about ready to go for the second period.
Yeah, you're right. That ice does look nice. Steve Gibbs, he did a nice job.
I tell you what, we've got the fastest Zamboni drivers, I think, in the business here, and it's a lot of fun to watch them. So,
we got some Chi High royalty out in the stands tonight.
Is that right? Who?
Jordan Steinmetz and Isaac Fournette are
really?
Both Netter in attendance tonight,
Steiner
which is pretty
here,
cool.
Huh? Oh, that is cool. Should have had you take the mic over to...
We can. I can ask them, you know.
Yeah. Interview them.
I had the honor of playing with both of them. You know, I'd say probably two of the best players ever to play. Jordan was as intense could be. You want to talk about a guy that showed up to play every single day, and he expected his teammates to do the same.
Yeah.
And he was a phenomenal leader.
He was terrific.
And now D1.
Yeah.
I mean, and
Man,
Isaac, you know, I was a senior when he was a freshman, but I got to watch him. I got to coach him, and he was the same way.
Yeah.
So. It's just really cool to have those guys
come
back.
I was looking at stats from that playoff win over Point, and Netter had, I think, a couple of goals in that one.
Yeah, he was a big-time player.
Yeah.
He could just find the back of the net. And Jordan was kind of the same way.
I wonder if these guys have any eligibility left here for high school.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Jordan turns 25 next week.
Yeah, I know. He's...
But if he shaved the beard, maybe, you know.
Well, maybe we'll have to invite him up maybe between next at the next intermission
break. Yeah, I can shoot him a text. That'd be cool.
That'd be great. Love to have him come up, and we can give him a wireless mic and visit with him for a few minutes. So let's plan on doing that.
All right.
So teams in their locker rooms right now, just a few minutes away from getting the second period going here at the Chip Weiss Arena, Stevens Point, and Chi High. It's 2-1 Smash. After one period, we'll take one final break and have puck drop. Stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three again here.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot, it goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise. Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
All right, Greg and Coop here with you tonight. Chippewa Ice Arena, Chi High, and Stevens Point, a battle of ranked teams. Super Sam Aberle, our producer, back in the WOGO studios. And Stevens Point is ready to go. They're just outside the boards here, coming out of the locker room, just waiting for the green light to come on the ice. And Chi High will follow shortly. And we'll be ready here in the second period. Like, we've broken it down. It was a tough opening for Chi High. They were scored on 3:18 into the first period. Just didn't look like they were in the game. But then started to get things in sync and tied it up and gave the lead right back again.
Right, yeah. Just back and forth. And it just seems like certain lines are locked in and certain lines aren't. So hopefully the lines that were locked in continue to do so.
Stay locked in,
yes.
Right?
But I'm kind of curious to see if they make any line changes also. Sometimes they'll flip-flop lines around, stuff like that's going on. Other times they don't. It just kind of depends on what they're seeing. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that. But at the same time, these lines have been kind of tried and true, and they've done a good job. So
Scott Parker in his 37th season as head coach of the Chi High Cardinals, former All-American at UW-Eau Claire. And Matt Polkamp is the Stevens Point coach. He's from Minnesota, played high school hockey in Minnesota and went on to play college hockey at Bowling Green. So he's in his second season as head coach of the Panthers, who are on the ice right now. And their goaltender, the senior Mason Sperlin, goes off to his right to the south end of the building. That's where he will station himself here in the second period. Waiting for Chi High to join us from the locker room right now. And I would imagine that there was quite a discussion in that first intermission break for Chi High to kind of get their heads on straight here and come out and play better in the second period.
Yeah, I'm sure there was some coaching done from Coach Parker.
Yeah.
He's been in this situation a million times, and I'm sure Bob Thorpe has, and I know Austin has, and So I'm sure that they've got some changes made and see how it goes.
Yeah, here we go. No penalties in the first period. And it'll be Mick Marlowe patrolling the north end cage. And he's out here and the rest of his teammates, and we're about ready to go. Cards will start out with that Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym, Brett Carlson line. And defensively, it'll be Swobes and Gus Thorpe against the Panthers. Miller, Molsky, and Schroeder. And Loomis and Reeve defensively, like we started the game. And here is Carlson right now. Peels it off the dot and throws it in. Bounces off the end boards. And we are underway here in the second. Stevens Point's got it. Cards on the back check. Threw it off the Stevens Point defensive player as he tried to come out. But the puck rolls around and gets freed up and back to the Chi High D zone. Here is Thorpe. Reaches back, gets it, leaves it off for Mason Johnson. And Johnson took a hard bump, and the Stevens Point player, one of the players, lost his hat there, and so they stopped play right here.
It's a nice set of hair on him he's got there. You know, that's a very important part of hockey,
exactly,
is having a good head of hair.
Man, I'd pay for that. Schroeder was the player that lost his helmet, so he comes off. He's got to sit down for a little bit here. And so they'll drop the puck out at neutral here. 29 seconds into the second period. And the faceoff at the dot outside the Cards' blue line. There's the drop, and Chi High's got it. Corralled by Swobes as he tried to peel it off on the right side. Puck is intercepted. Chi High trying to scramble for it. And here is Mason Johnson. Johnson picks it up, leaves it off to his right. Oh, boy, nearly had a goal. How did he miss that thing? Oh, the goaltender, Sperlin, an incredible save. And it's still 2-1. Man, what a great feed out in front. I don't know how that didn't go in.
I just don't think he could settle the puck down.
Yep.
Puck was rolling just a little bit. Chi High wheeling and dealing right now. Here is Thorpe, loads it up in a one-timer. And the rebound picked up by Mason Johnson, who is pestered as he tried to carry it up high in the zone. And Stevens Point now will go the other direction. They tried to go rake wide. Nobody there wearing the black sweater. So it ricocheted off the sideboards. And Stevens Point hauls it in. Now the offload, that's intercepted. Cards have it out at neutral ice. Banked off the near dasher, and it goes into the zone. Ison's going to be waved off here, and a scramble for the puck. Ostrecki's got it for Stevens Point. He'll go coast to coast. Ostrecki lost it just as he was coming in the Chi High zone, and it's picked up by the good guys, and here we come. It is Jackson Hoyt. Goes cross ice on the far side to Evan Foyles. Foyles with a one-timer on net. Save made there by Sperlin. And it is Stevens Point with the entry right now to the Chi High zone. Brett Carlson's got it. And rather, Krista's got it. Brett Krista fed it up on the boards on the near side. There's the INT, and it's banked off the wall. The Cards have a breakaway chance. Here they come. Andy Johnson moves in. Oh, he tried to feed on the left side for Ethan Foyles when he probably should have taken the shot. A delayed penalty now coming up on Stevens Point. And as soon as they touch, and they do right now, they'll get called for the penalty right here.
What a play by the defenseman to lay out and get a stick on that somehow. It was unbelievable.
Chi High with the power play. They scored. You know, I said a moment ago that there were no penalties. There was one penalty at against Point, and we scored a power play.
That's correct.
So I misspoke there. But now the second penalty of the night on Point. So let's get another power play here. Our lone goal was a power play goal. Here is number 7. Mason Johnson tried to dangle in, and it was poke-checked off his stick, and the Cards have to hit the reset button right now. Johnson's got it. He'll carry it into the zone. Hands off to Drew Bobey, and that is picked off and clear. 1:39 left to go on the power play for Chi High. 14:10 on the game clock here in the second. And it's 2-1. We can tie this baby up right here. Cards into the zone. They'll drop in the left wing corner and try to give chase right here. It is Mason back to Gus Thorpe. Thorpe in the high slot. Had a player in front of him, so just lays this one in the left wing corner. Scrum in the left side of the Stevens Point zone, and it's cleared by Spash. And that first line just about out of gas here. They're going to have to head to the bench here pretty shortly. Maybe one final rush for them. Here comes Thorpe. The defenseman carries it to the blue line. Hands it off to the right side. Mason's got it. Down low. And the Thorpe at the point. Now he goes on the near side for Bobey. One-timer on net. And that is cradled by the goaltender, Sperlin. And he'll hang on here with 49 seconds left to go in the power play.
Some really nice puck movement from that unit here. Hopefully we can see the same out of the second group.
Yeah, I like the way the power play looks here tonight compared to what we've seen earlier in the season.
Yeah, huge improvements.
47 seconds left to go. Cards have it off the drop in the Spash zone, and it's dished back out again. Time winded down. We're down to 35 left to go in the Chi High power play. Swobes has got it. Looks up the ice for Carter Bobey, and that pass is read by Gabe Field, and it was played with a high stick right here.
Got a little lucky on that one.
Wow. That's using a lot of territory for that pass, and it's, if you pass it softly, it's easy to read.
Right, especially if you're staring passes like that down, it'll get picked off every time.
26 seconds left to go on the power play. Chi High trailing 2-1 here in the second period. 12:59 remaining. Face off in the right wing wheel. Chi High's got it. And left out in front, chipped away by Sperlin as he was just rolling in the paint. Cards keep it in. On the near side is Gus Thorpe. Dangled, then dropped it on the left wall. It's loose out in front. Where'd it go? It just was angled off to the left wing corner. Chi High still in the power play. 6 more seconds. Here's a shot by Bobey. Didn't make it through to the goaltender. Caromed off a player. And we're down to 5-on-5. But a quick shot before the player can get in by Mason Johnson. And it's still loose in front of the goaltender. There's a shot. And went in. Chi High scores as it dribbles past Sperlin. And we're tied at
two apiece here. There you go. Count that one in the score sheet for Chi High.
Man, Drew Bowley was relentless on that shift. He had that goalie beat twice, hit the pipe once, and finally rewarded for the effort.
Love it.
What a shift.
Equal strength. Drew Bowley from Jackson Hoym here in the second. 4:37, time of the goal. Yeah, number three can really light the fire for this team.
Oh, yeah. He's physical. We call him tough guy.
Drew with the goal, his sixth of the season, his 12th point. And we're tied up again. Now let's get the next goal and take the lead. Point jams this one into the Chi High zone. 12:11 left to go here in the second period. Puck now loose back to the point. One-timer on net. Marlowe fought that off. Goes to the half boards. And Chi High digs it off the wall. Now we'll go back to Thorpe. He retreats. Gus hassled by the Stevens Point player. That's Grady Miller. Miller tried to chase him down, and the puck caroms around at neutral ice. Brought in, looked like it was offsides to me, but no call. Point backed it into the zone, and Chi High able to get entry and the smash into the ice. Now it's left for Sperlin. He'll drop it for his D. Chi High in the forecheck trying to keep it in deep. Cards have it. Here's Andy Johnson. Centering pass. Nobody there for Chi High. And Stevens Point on the rush right now. They'll work it into the zone. Chipped aside. Nice play right there by the Cards. And here they come. Jackson Hoym. Hoym's got Swobes who jumps in. Here's a drop pass for Mason Johnson. He ripped it toward the net. And that one's grabbed out of the air by Sperlin.
That was a nice catch by Sperlin.
Man, that was a BB right there,
but
I'll tell you.
A really nice setup, too. I mean, starting in the defensive zone, the Cards got a good breakout and had a good scoring opportunity.
14-11 now. The shots in favor of Chi High.
Yeah, flip-flopped, right?
Yeah, it sure did. 2-2 up on the scoreboard. Cards starting to fly now here in the second period. But Stevens Point has got some wheels, too, and this one dumped into the zone by Spash behind the center ice red line, and this will be an icy call right here. Well, where's Gala Plumbing and Heating to seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator? Stop in to find out more, or you can apply online at wheresgala.com. High school hockey on Wogo tomorrow night. It's Buckets, Chi High Boys hosting Menominee, 6:55 Cardinal Countdown pregame show with Halbo from the Birdcage tomorrow night. And then the Christmas break for the sports until McDonald Max Tournament basketball next week. Puck dumped into the left wing corner in the attacking zone for Chi High. This one floats back out to neutral. Sam Hebert slips over, and he'll lace that one into the left wing corner. Now Stevens Point on the breakout pass. Here is Summers into the zone. Summers left it off to his right. They couldn't get it on net. Into the right wing corner. Here is Salenko for Stevens Point. Centering pass. Nobody there wearing the black unis. And this one's going to float past the blue line. And Point has to get on sides right here. Jammed off the wall. Cards get there first. Off the window now. The exit pass by Evan Foyles, but it slips up over the glass and out of play here with 10:06 remaining in the second period. Tied up at two.
Really, really liking the way Chi High is playing now.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how good this team moves the puck when everybody's on the same page.
Absolutely.
And I think this is just one of those teams where it just takes them a little bit to kind of wake up. And that's just, you know, it being early in the year yet.
Yep. Mason Johnson's got it. Wins that one cleanly. Cards tried that long stretch outlet. And here they come. Jackson Hoym with some energy. Hoym into the zone and tried to go five-hole. Little fast on the reply by Stevens Point here. And players push a little bit. Some gloves up into the grills. And now the goaltender Sperlin comes out and kind of pushes Mason Johnson away.
And he's going to take them both, it looks like.
So let's see who gets the gate right here. Okay, it's going to be Carter Drexler
sitting for Stevens Point, and Mason Johnson out for Chi High.
You know, Mason just sat there and took cross-check after cross-check, and I can't really blame him for retaliating at some point. It's like...
The cup ran full there, didn't
I think I would have retaliated after the first cross-check,
right,
so...
Right. So at least they took both. So we're going 5-on-5. They match them up here with 9:57 left to go. And there's a face-off to the stick side of Sperlin. Cards keep it in. Swobes at the blue line. Dumped it in the left wing corner. Now it rims around and goes to the blue line and up and out for Jackson Spies for point. Spies dumps this one into the left wing corner. Cards have it. Clear it through the Spash bench and up and out of play right here. And the drop will be in the Chi High zone. 9:36 left to go here in the second period. We got to get out of this pattern of tying it up and then letting them get ahead here.
How about let's score next? That idea.
9:36 in the game clock here in the second. Logos coverage of Cards Hockey here tonight. And Cards win the draw, and now it's loose. Stevens Point's guy. There's a one-timer on net by Molsky. And Marlowe made the save. Back to the top of the circle, and a tough shot right there by Streaky. And that one lifted up and out of play off the ricochet from the goaltender.
Our wing just got completely lost there. He stepped all the way almost down to the faceoff dot to shoot that puck.
Faceoff in the Cards zone, tipped ahead. Stevens Point's got it. Cards, though, push it ahead now. Got in the faces of Stevens Point. Swobes got it. He'll jam it up on the yellow ribbon right here. And a one-timer on net. Helmet came off the Spash player, and that'll draw the immediate whistle.
I think it was just a glove. I thought it was a helmet as well.
It was black. They're wearing black helmets, so I thought the first thing was the helmet flying off, but it was a glove. But Mick had it anyway, so they'll whistle this one down at 9:10 left to go, second period. Little change here for Chi High. They're going to send out that first line.
Unit. Yep, they get last change. Their coach is not going to like that, but we get last change as the home team, and that's just one of the perks.
Yep. Face off in our own zone. And Jackson LeMay trying to win it here against Grant Molsky. LeMay tied his man up. Swobes pulled down. He's got to get right back into it. Puck kicked around inside the Chi High zone, and here we come. Here is LeMay trying to walk it out, and then had it poke checked off his stick and swept out of play with 8:58 left to go in the second period. So these important faceoffs in your own zone here, huh?
Yeah, it seems like tonight we're kind of struggling with them a little bit, but we've done a good job tying up the wingers off the faceoff, which is a really, really big thing.
LeMay again, this time against Carson Summers for Spash, and Summers gets it back to his wing, but nice forecheck right there, back check, I should say, by Chi High to take the puck away. Cleared out through center and icing right here on the card. So we're going to go right back to our own zone.
We've been down there for a little bit.
Jerky here, huh? Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. So it's been back and forth either side of Mick Marlowe here for the faceoffs. Last four faceoffs, a clean win for Point again. They get it back to Dillingham, who dangles and tosses it in. Save made by Marlowe.
He just did us a huge favor by shooting that puck high. They had a ton of traffic in front of the net. If he would have just put the puck on the ice,
Keep
it would have been tough.
Right? So the coaches teach those D. If you can shoot it in low, might be a rebound. Good chance for a rebound. Pitch to the left wing corner by Gus Thorpe. Scramble for it and back of Marlowe, and Stevens Point's got it right now. It's 5-on-5, but Point sets up like a power play and finally jammed over the line by the Cards. And Point's got a retreat. Here is Bovey on sides, but lost the handle on it. Comes right back to Swobes. Puts up the ice and tipped off a Card stick into the zone. And it rims around the wall and jammed out by Stevens Point. Cards threw it in, but Bovey was in the zone, so he had to touch up. 8 minutes exactly left to go, second period. Point brings it out. Cards return the favor. Goes to the right wing circle. Dribbles across the blue line now. Chi High with Sam Hebert gutting that one in. Into the left wing corner. And here is Stevens Point. They'll carry it out. A pass ahead. And that one intercepted by Chi High's Brett Krista. Turns. Fires a forehand ahead. 7.5 left to go here in the first period. There's a nice read by Sam Hebert. Waited for his teammates to get onside, wanted to carry it in, but then lost it. And it comes loose out of neutral and all the way down. And that'll be an icing call against Spash right here. 7:20 left to go here in this second period.
A lot of more stoppages this period. It's kind of a slow period, which
really
is tough because, you know, usually it's just like the first period, it was so back and forth. So it's just
gunning and running.
Yeah, the whole game has changed a lot.
Yeah. Lots of icing calls in this second period. And puck flying out of the rink. Here we go, 7:18 left to go. The puck in the left wing corner. And it's going to come back out. Rims off the wall on the far side. And tapped in there by Carson Summers. Comes around on the near side. And the half wall is Carlson. Card's going to carry it out right now. Here's a feed from Mason Johnson into the zone. And it's picked up by Jackson Hoyman. He just barely missed the back of the net. That one came off the goaltender. And he didn't even know where it was. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson tried to juke it in to the slot area, low slot, and then had it swept off his stick, and the Cards retreat to get it. This came off the stick of Molsky for Stevens Point. And now here comes Point across the line. One-timer on net, easily ripped out of the air by Mick Marlowe. And he'll hang on with 6:29 left to go in this second period.
I wish that there was a ref down there on that one because that was close.
It was very close.
It was hard to tell whether it went in or if it kind of hit the pad and just bounced right back out. I don't think it did go in. I think it was right off the pipe.
It looked like it was bouncing around.
Yeah, it was rattling around.
And this one in on Marlowe, and he'll smother that one. Squeeze it between his pads off the draw in the Chi High D zone. Big crowd on hand here tonight. Kids are out of school, so you got a lot of students here tonight. Lots of parents and good contingent from Point here tonight, too. Cards pick up the draw. Wrap it around the wall. Here they come. It is Bovey. Carter carried it ahead. Tried to go rink wide. That was knocked down. But ricochets into the Stevens Point zone. Here's Chi High. Gus Thorpe leaves it on the right wing side. A shot right on. Loose out in front. Turning and throwing it is Carter Bovey. And Sperlin's got the puck. And now we got some players getting into it. Sperlin comes in, the goaltender, and he pushes a Chi High player. He should just back out of that.
Yeah.
Not even be a part of that. And so we're going to see some penalties issued right here, I'm sure. Sperlin's a little feisty goaltender down there.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about that. I like that they like to get involved in the play, but at the same time, it's like,
hey,
really?
Let your teammates do that.
Right.
Well, no penalties, huh? Yeah, what do you know? Now they're just going to let them play on here. 6:01 left to go, second period. Shots 15 apiece here, and the score is tied as well. 2-2 here in the second. Spash comes rolling out of their own zone. The INT right there by Drew Bovey. And he'll offload that into the left wing corner. Under six to play here in the second. Here comes Molsky for Stevens Point with some gas. Comes in, throws a shot over the crossbar. Ricochets off the glass behind Marlowe. And back to the point. One-timer through traffic. Didn't make it through. Gus Thorpe is there. Knocks it down and throws it up. And here is Dillingham for Stevens Point. Goes cross ice, but he was way behind the center stripe. So that's going to be an icing call against Spash here with 5:25 left to go in the second.
Gus Thorpe just ate that puck.
He did. He did. He carved it up, didn't he?
It just disappeared, and all of a sudden it was on his stick.
Yeah. He's a big body to try to throw it through, huh?
Yeah.
5:25 left to go here in the second. 2-2. Cards have fought from behind all night. Trying to get that lead for the first time this evening against the fourth-ranked team in the state. There's a drop. Scramble for it in the Spash zone. And Out they come. Summers has got it. He's got Drexler on his wing. Summers into the zone. Had his pass picked off, and the Cards able to chip it down the ice into the Stevens Point zone. Ethan Foyles giving chase. Foyles tried to steal it, and he did for a moment. Picked up by Andrew Johnson. His shot hit traffic out in front and ricochets to neutral ice with 4:53 left to go in the period. Hey, the goaltender left it out by himself, and it goes in! Brent Carlson! And Jackson LeMay teed up right there. The goaltender got caught out of his net. Cards saw it. They tried to get it out in front, and finally they did. And they take the lead for the first time tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's pretty frustrated down there. You've seen him kind of come out of his net challenging Chi-High players a couple different times. And I think it's kind of funny that him getting stuck behind the net playing the puck is kind of what cost him the goal.
Spending too much time trying to rub other players here, huh?
Yep.
12:15, time of the goal here in the second. Jackson LeMay with the tally for the Cards, his third of the season. And Brad Carlson, the helper, and Chi-High with a 3-2 lead. Now let's keep it. Let's keep it going. Cards had to fight from behind on Tuesday night after going behind 2-0 to Wausau West. And here tonight they have trailed throughout the evening until right now. Chi-High on the attack again. They left it out in front but couldn't quite sweep it past Sperlin. And Gus Thorpe stepping up. And now we got a 2-on-1 developing for Stevens Point. Thorpe on the back check. Great job right there by number 18 to get back. But Stevens Point still with the puck. Here's a shot on net and it goes in. And we're tied again at 3 apiece. Marlow caught leaning off to his left, and the Cards did not help him out.
No. Nope. We did a wholesale change for the forwards. Gus Thorpe got lost, and then he got back, but it was just too little too late.
In the second period here, Stevens Point ties it up at 3 apiece. Twelve fifty-seven. Time of the goal here in the second, and it was Grady Miller, third point of the night for Molsky, and third point of the night for number 17 for them, Jackson Schrader. And now again, the players mixing it up in the front of the Chi-High cage here.
Yeah, they got a little hack in on Marlow at the end, and it was not appreciated by the Cardinal defenseman. And I think they probably won't have any penalties on that one either.
Only two calls tonight, both on Stevens Point.
They're really letting them play, which I like. Yep. But it's been a fairly clean game, too. There hasn't been a ton to call.
Yeah, they get these little scrums going. And
right, yeah.
It's like, well, why are we doing this here, you know? Stevens Point with a clean win, but they go D to D and toss it back out to neutral. So they got to get on sides. Chi-High here trying to get the lead back. Banked off the wall on the far side by Jackson Hoym. Chi-High trying to pin it in deep. Here's Hoym on the forecheck. Now here comes Stevens Point. They got the odd man rush right now. Chi-High's got to get back into it, and they do. Nice job right there by number 8 to come back and dumps it a little deep that time, but we'll have an icing call better than the odd man rush into the zone. 3:19 left to go in the second period.
That was a heck of a back check right there.
It really was.
And it saved a for sure scoring opportunity. Yep. So
face-off comes to the glove side of Marlow here, the left-hander. And here we go. Into the Chi-High zone. Dribbled in behind Marlow. Cut off there by Swobes. And the Cards able to play it to center ice. Lifted high at neutral. And Chi-High will get there. Here's Thorpe. Wraps it around the wall and up and out again. 3 minutes exactly left to go. Second period. Here on WOGO Radio. Greg and Coop here. Super Sam Aberle, our producer, back at the WOGO Communication Center here tonight. Ripped around the wall into the right wing corner. And now a couple of players for each team get into it. And the third, Jackson LeMay goes into that fray. He comes back to the point. One-timer, a high one, ricocheted off the glass. Cards can't had a chance to get something cooking the other way. And there is a trip on LeMay, but there's not going to be any call. Looked like he was dragged down, but no call here with 2:25 left to go in the period. Loose out at neutral. Stevens Point's got it. They come on sides. A one-timer on net. No rebound left. As Point had a man right in back of Marlowe. That was Drexler, who was parked right behind our tender. But no rebound left by Mick. Great job right there.
Yeah. You know, that no call on LeMay, I actually like that. Okay. I don't think that they interfered with the skate, and I just know if we got called for tripping on that, yeah, I'd have been upset.
You'd be complaining. Well, that's fair of you. We'll take it. That's okay. Puck in the Chi-High D zone here. Along the yellow stripe, and it's going to be taken by Schrader for Stevens Point. Threw a puck toward the net. Cut off by Chi-High. Cards on the breakout right here. Jackson LeMay's got it. One on three. LeMay lost it. Reaches back. Dribbles one in off the backhand with 1:55 left to go. And Cards on the attack here, but can't hold the zone. And Stevens Point out at neutral ice, and here they are in the entry. Point's got it. Now they come in on our goaltender and dropped like a sack of potatoes was Schrader as he came down the slot. The nice clean check right there.
It really was, and he saved his buddy. Krista got lost watching the puck, and Hebert finished his check. But very, very lucky on that one.
All right, face-off in the Chi-High zone. A minute 41 left here in the second period. A back-and-forth hockey game. Cards had the lead once, 3-2, but Stevens Point tied it up. That's where we sit right now. Three goals apiece. The puck in the right-wing corner. Minute and a half left to go here in the period. Cards need to clear as it's up on the shelf. And now on to Carter Bobey's tape. Bobey out of neutral ice, looks back and throws one for Drew Bovey in the left-wing corner of the attacking zone right here. Cards have it. Oh, they went cross ice. It's nearly red there by Salenko. Slow logging pass right there. Centering pass by the Cards. Nobody there wearing the white sweater. And here comes Stevens Point. They work it into the zone. Nice poke check there by Swobes. And Drew Bovey's got it for Chi-High. Thrown into the zone. Evan Foyles with some gas into the deep in the Stevens Point zone with 50 seconds left to go. Cards looking for one more opportunity to get on top here before the end of the period, but they caught the puck up in the zone, and now we got a penalty right here with 41.1 seconds left to go in the period.
Wondering who it's on.
Yeah, not sure. We'll find out right now from Connor Rowan. Yeah, it's going to be on Carter Bovey. So Spash will have their first power play of the evening here.
All right. Yeah, I always talk about this last minute of the period. You can't give up a goal. So this is a really, really, really big kill here for Chi-High.
So Jackson Hoym is going to come out right now. And Mason Johnson on this shorty group. Chi-High with the win and tossed all the way down by Sam Hebert. Half a minute left to go here in the period. Stevens Point works it up the ice. Now on the near side. Handed off to Schrader. Schrader looks it over. Top of the circle. Spins back. Schrader goes cross ice. Here's a one-timer from Miller. That one ricochets hard off the wall, and Chi-High reaches back and clears with 8 seconds left to go in the period. We're down to 5-4-3. There's a one-timer from neutral all the way on net. Sliding over is Marlowe to make the save with 1.6 seconds left to go.
He should have played that one. Let the period expire.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He probably realizes that too.
Right, but at the time he's just like, oh, I'm going to save this. He maybe didn't know how much time was left either.
That was a long shot right on, right from the back of the Stevens Point zone. 1.6 seconds, got to win this one, and here's Swobes will take it and just hang on to the puck, and that'll do it for the period. So a 3-3 tie as we go to the third period, and Stevens Point will have a minute 19 left of a power play here heading towards the third. Well, back and forth that time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Little helter-skelter.
It was really nice to get a lead there going.
Yep. And then we just gave it up right away. It's just like, oh, it's so frustrating.
But, you know, I think overall it was a great period for Chi High.
Yep.
I really liked the way that the forwards moved the puck. I mean, these forwards, I think, move the puck better than any Chi High team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do. I think we just kind of shore up some defensive issues and we'll be good to go. We do have Jordan Steinmetz coming up, by the way.
Hey, terrific.
So that'll be
cool.
We'll
talk to him. Okay, super. Yeah, Jordan Steinmetz will be up, former Chi High incredible scorer. We'll talk with him between periods as well. So, shots 18-17 in favor of Spash. We're all tied up at 3-3, and Stevens Point will have the power play to begin the third period. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses. I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. Ooh. Again here.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthand.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chi High Hockey here tonight. The Cards and Stevens Point were all tied up at three heading into the third period. And Spash has got a minute 19 of the power play. Head into the third. Well, Jordan Steinmetz, former Cardinal forward, is here. And he's playing over at Minnesota State Mankato, a big-time hockey program over there. And we're glad to have you home for the holidays here. A little break for you. Becomes a long season without the break, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. No, but thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, man, it's been a while since you played in the Cardinal uniform. I was going to ask if you had any eligibility left. We could grab you here tonight and get you loaded up for a line here. But Tell me about your days playing for Chi High Hockey. You were phenomenal out there.
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, you play with the guys that you grew up with, and you get to play in front of students at school, play in front of friends and family all the time. So I think that's the best part about it, is playing for your town and your city. So I think that's pretty cool.
Man, you could light the lamp when you were here. I'll tell you what, you had a lot of goals and one of the greatest scorers in Cards history. And come back here and see the old crew and the legacy that you guys left behind here for Chi High is what we see here tonight. So it's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, no, I mean, you come into somewhere, I think you try and leave it in a better place than you found it. And, I think we did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, you sure did. All right, well, tell us about your hockey travels here. You worked your way up through juniors and wound up at Minnesota State, Mankato. Talk a little bit about where you've been at hockey-wise here.
Yeah, so after high school, I went and played a year in Janesville in the North American League.
Yep.
And then I played a year in Sioux City in the USHL. I did 4 years at St. Lawrence University up northern New York. I graduated this past spring, and because of COVID, I got a fifth year of eligibility.
When the transfer one good board, thing to come out of COVID.
Yeah, no kidding. But and then I ended up transferring to Minnesota State this past summer.
So what year are you in school?
I'm a grad student.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And how's it going for Mankato, Minnesota State this year?
I think we're right at 500 right now. I think we could have won a few more games here and there, but that's hockey. And we're looking to play our best hockey down the stretch.
Yeah.
Right. I just want to hop in here. I talked about in the break, like, how intense you were as a player and how you brought it every single day. You know, and you expected that out of your teammates. And I think I understand that more now than I did when I played with you. But if, as having all the experience that you've had playing, what would be your advice to a young Cardinal team and what they can do to lock it in like you were able to always?
I think you made a good point. Just bringing it every day is important. It makes people around you better. And granted, I don't think I did it the right way all the times. And I probably learned that now, getting older. But I think it demands excellence out of guys and makes sure that everyone's accountable.
So what do you think of the game here so far through two periods?
It's been physical. It's getting a little chippy out there. I kind of like it. But yeah, just got to get more pucks than that, I think. Get more bodies there, and I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, you bet. Well, great to have you here, back home with your family. Watched your sister play on Tuesday nights down at Eau Claire.
Yep.
Good to have her back. She's healed up from a volleyball injury. She's going to join you at Mankato. Well, you won't be there, but is she going to Mankato next season?
Southwest Minnesota State.
Oh, Southwest Minnesota
yep.
State. Okay. She's going to play volleyball in college, and great athletes over in the Steinmetz family.
No kidding.
Man. Yeah, so good to have you here. Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
George Steinmetz, yeah. All right. Okay, we'll take a break and come back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three again here.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot, it goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, as you might expect, the two ranked teams in the state, it's close. In fact, can't get any closer. 3-3 heading to the third here tonight, and Stevens Point will have minute 19 on the man advantage as we go into the third period. And that's a little change from the first period. It was flying up and down the rink. Got a little chippy in the second period. Lots of whistles and stoppages of play, and we'll see how the third period goes here tonight.
Yeah, I can't believe the difference between the first period and the second. I mean, usually if a game's fast, it's just going to be fast.
Right, right.
Where that second period really slowed down, and you kind of saw the guys trying to create space for themselves a lot, which is awesome, and we scored a couple goals off it. But I'm expecting this period to be more like the first.
Just, I think so too.
Really back and forth, very few stoppages. And it starts with a penalty kill for Chi High.
All right, well, let's get a shorty here like we did Tuesday night.
That would be something. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I can feel it, Greg.
Yeah,
you,
okay.
You just manifested
it. Got the vibes going out there. 3-3 heading into the third. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CBOSM.com/WOGO. It's CBOSM.com/WOGO. Well, the Cards have won six of their last seven. Stevens Point's won five straight. Somebody's streak is going to end here tonight. And the Cards tried to win this one in their home barn here against a top team.
I just hope that the Cardinals can pull this off in regular time.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man, those overtime games are nerve-wracking. I don't like them.
I don't have any hair to pull out. Oh, man.
Mine, they don't fall out. They just go gray.
Exactly. I've got gray and then flesh-colored. All right, about ready to go. We got to get 17 up on the board here. And there we go. Dished in to the Stevens Point goaltender.
What a backhand.
Just off the backhand, just went wide. And here is Point. Cards in the penalty kill right now. Got Johnson, Jackson Hoym out there, Swobes, and Gus Thorpe. Wrapped around the wall all the way down by Swoboda. And this one into the left wing corner of the Stevens Point zone. Here is Spash. It is Jackson Schrader's got it. Looks up the ice. On the left wing side, 16:32, just into the third period, and cleared back by Chi High. Shots 18-17 in favor of Stevens Point. They've got the power play right now. This is Schrader. Walks it across the line. rips it from right to left, comes on the half wall on the near side, and it's going to be carried out by Chi High. Bobby's got it, nearly ran into his own teammate. Jackson Hoyme had to duck out of the way, but he's okay. And we're down to 42 seconds left to go in the power play. Up the ice comes Grady Miller, walks across the line, one-timer on net, rolled up on the shoulder of Marlowe. I'll scoop it back toward the point, held there for a moment as the defenseman got right over on it, had to stop for a moment, and no call. It looked like it might be a hook on Stevens Point, but no call. Comes back to the point for Dillingham. Dillingham works it into the right wing corner. They tried to center one up, but that went through traffic, and the Cards kick it around the zone. We're down to 8 seconds to go in the power play. Dillingham's got it, banks it off the wall, and who's going to get it? Tipped ahead by Bowlby, and this one is going to be sent around through center ice and all the way down, and that'll do it. So point 0 for 1 on the power play opportunity here tonight. This one dribbles into the Chi High D zone and kicked out at an icing call here on the Cards. 15:07 left to go in this third period.
What a phenomenal kill. The Cardinals did not give him an inch on that one.
No, that was really good.
Now you got to build on that momentum.
Set up in the zone. 15:07 left, third period. We're all knotted up at 3. Chi High and Stevens Point. Face-off is going to come in the Card zone. Off to the left of Mick Marlowe. Jackson LeMay will get the assignment to win it for the Cards against Carson Summers for Spash. Summers with a clean win there. Worked it off to the wing on the right side. But getting to the puck first was Gus Thorpe. Cards have it now in neutral ice. Drops this one wide of the goaltender Sperlin. Kicks off the inboards. Stevens Point, there's a blind breakout pass. Cards saw that. And Chi High's got it right here. Andrew Johnson. Johnson tried to walk it ahead and had it shifted off his stick. And here comes Point. It is Salenko into the zone. He'll lay that one in the left wing corner with 14:36 left to go. Comes to Summers, and he was wrapped up on the check, then the body down there. Scramble in the corner, and Gus Thorpe is going to come up with it. Thorpe trying to fight through a check here. Stevens Point got a hold of it, but ricocheted off a stick, and the Cards clear it to the blue line, but not up. The Cards were looking to attack and overskated the puck. Chi High's got it behind the goal line. It comes to the high slot. One-timer on net, or high of the net. And that one was from Ostrecki. Sailed on him, and it's back out to neutral ice. Carried in by Belias, and it was scraped off his stick, and here comes Chi High. It is Jackson Hoyme, takes the feed. Turns, tries a forehand shot that ricocheted off his stick, but he's on the forecheck right now in the right wing corner. Hoyme dropped the point player down to his knees, and it scraped off the wall. And here is Mason Johnson, and the Cards have to get back as Point had something cooking the other direction. Cards turn it aside, but Coy Bush has it for Stevens Point. He'll lob one in off the window, and Chi High's got it right here. Banked off the wall, and here is Jackson Hoyme. Hoyme looking for some help, dragged it into the zone, and then had it shifted off his lumber. And Stevens Point on the break right here, but a nice keep by Bobby. Carter's got it, tried to walk it in, and now Stevens Point reverses the puck and carries it to neutral ice, and the Cards return the favor right here. 13 minutes left to go. We're tied at 3. Bobby, the last guy left out on that line, Carter Bobby, that is. Drew's got it right here. Carter with a feed and couldn't quite turn it on the forehand as he was in the low slot at the hash marks, but couldn't quite get the handle on that. Back to Swoboda. Goes to Bobby and a one-timer. Snagged out of the air by Sperlin, and he'll hang out of that with 12:42 left to go. Lots of action here in the third.
Man.
Huh?
What an incredible period so far for both teams. Both teams are really playing well, going back and forth, a lot like the first period now, but some awesome scoring chances
it's
for
Chi High. It's more fun to call on the radio that first period than the second, let me tell you.
Right?
Cards get a clean win. Back to Gus. Loads one up, but kicked off a skate out in front. Ricochets to the wall and cleared into the Chi High zone, and an icing call right here on Spash. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High Hockey here tonight. Face off in the Spash zone. Here is Jackson LeMay. LeMay reaching down. Back to Andy Johnson. Banks this one off the wall. And the puck floats in behind the goaltender. And Stevens Point on the exit pass right here. Right to the tape of Gus Thorpe. Thorpe tried to dangle. Got some off-wing help right there from his defensive partner, Swoboda, who saw it that he was in trouble. And carries it off the glass and into the Stevens Point zone. Point's got it right now. They'll duck back, try to open up some ice here. This is Tyler Loomis. Dangles along the blue line. Now leaves it for Drexler in the zone. Back to the point. One-timer by Loomis. And that thumped into the corner from Marlowe. 11:49 and ticking here in the third period. Shots almost even, 18-19. Cards down by one in that department, but we're all tied in the scoreboard. Hammered off the wall all the way down. This should be an icing call against the Cards on the outlet from Swobes with 11:35 left to go in the third period.
Much needed change for the Cardinals there. They kind of got stuck in their own zone a little bit, got caught chasing the puck. You could hear Coach Parker from the bench yelling at them to ice the puck. And they were able to do that. And fresh lines, here we go.
Yep. 11:35 on the game clock. Third period, three apiece. And here is Sam Hebert. Will work it off his backhand into the corner, and Mason Johnson's got it right now. Ducks in behind his goaltender, moves from right to left, looks for an opening. He's got it, and works it over for Brett Kristen. Kristen with a one-timer. That one didn't quite make it in the zone. Here's Carlson for Chi High. Scooped that one up, tossed it to his right. And it comes to the blue line. Nice keep right there by Sam Hebert as he lobbed one rink wide. And this one's going to come around. The Cards just trying to cycle the puck low and look for an opportunity to get out in front of the tender. Stevens Point's got it right here as Brish looks up the ice. And his outlet is knocked down by Chi High. Nice work there by Mason Johnson. Dirty work and got the puck back for his D. Now over to Jackson Hoyt, turns, throws it in. That line starting to exit here on the change. And this is Foyles, turns, guns one into the zone. And Stevens Point's got it right now. At the blue line, Cards keep it in. Here's Foyles, turns and leaves it for Krista, or rather for Bovey. And Bovey's got it, goes cross ice for Carter Bovey from Drew. That one connection didn't work, and here comes Stevens Point. Drags it into the zone, and a shot taken. A rebound left out in front. Cards got it clear. Oh, that one came off Marlowe and ripped off the glass, and the Cards finally clear out the center. Oh, some dangerous play in front of our own goaltender. 9:55 left to go. Cards wrap it around the boards. Can they get out to neutral ice here? And it does come across the blue line. And just those times, Coop, where we kind of lose track of where the puck is, and
yeah,
there's panic time in front of our tender. 9:36 left to go. Reaching back for it is Schroeder. Lifted his stick and gunned one toward the net, and this one's going to come around the boards, and Chi High trying to track it down left wing corner. As we tick under the 10-minute mark, soon to hit the 9-minute mark left here, and this one's cleared. That line starting to lose it out there, so they just cleared it down the ice, and man, that'll be an icing call right here.
Just seems like at times the Cardinals are just getting overpowered, even though, oh man, yeah, just a little bit frustrating at times.
They've shown they can play with Spanish.
Oh, exactly.
For sure.
Yeah,
teams are very equal. Now Chi High on the breakout right here. Turning on the forehand is Jackson Hoyt and throws it in. Mason Johnson down there, left wing corner. And here is Carlson trying to keep it pinned in deep. Comes back to the near point for Sam Hebert. And his shot is off a body and up and out of play here. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi High Hockey. Northwestern Bank. Drop inside the Spash zone. Let's win this one. Here's Chi High. They do get a clean win, but they work it back for Krista, and he can't reach it. And the Cards have to get on sides right here. Stevens Point with a lot of room to maneuver, and they work it out across the line. Point was in offside, so they've got to retreat. That gives Jackson Hoym a chance. Hoym puts the afterburners on, drops it in the left wing corner, comes around for Mason Johnson, tried to chip it out in front, but he was bodied hard into the wall, and this one's going to come back for Krista. Krista retreats, knocks it ahead. Brett's got it right now, goes D to D, over to Sam Hebert. They dump it in. Icing's not going to get called here with 8:13 left to go in the third period. Stevens Point on the break on the near wing. They had a forecheck going from Ethan Foyles, and Foyles disrupted the outlet right there. Point goes back, D to D, bounces this one ahead, and Gus Thorpe has got it. Thorpe wings it over to Swobes. Solid, banks it off the wall. Here comes Andy Johnson. Andy across the line, leaves this one wide of the cage. Cards giving chase.
Yeah, Fournette.
And that is Fournette out there, his first shift. I think he had four goals in the JV game, the win for Chi High's JV. Good hands, smallish player. Fournette out there right now. And here is Bobby. Bobby weaves his way in. Bobby with a chance. Man, he went right to the hole, beat a couple of Spash players, and walked right in on the goaltender. And he had to fight him off there. Sperling had to fight Bobby off. And here comes Stevens Point. The end of the Chi High zone, disrupted by Drew Bobby there. And Drew tips it ahead with 7:07 left to go. Let's get one right here. Across the line is Carter Bovey. Carter dropped it for Swobes. Swobes was in on the play, the defenseman. Now Stevens Point tries to clear, and they do. Comes across the line. The team's playing keep away or catch back and forth. And here is Ostrecki with some speed. Ostrecki drops it back for Carter Drexler, and the shot made in on net, on sides, and the Cards change it up, get back to that first line out here. Last guy left is Evan Foyles on that line, and he's going to stay out right here. Now he'll head to the bench, and the Cards will try to complete the line change here. As Mason Johnson gets out there, banged off the wall as Stevens Point brings it in, 6:18 left to go. Players are flying all over the ice right here. We got a penalty coming up here as a couple of players got twisted around.
Who's it going to be on? No, he held it.
Well, it's going to be on Jackson Hoym. A hold on Hoym.
That's the wrong call, but.
And so the Cards going to have to fight off a penalty here, tied at 3 apiece with 6:12 left to go, third period. I know you're trying to be diplomatic.
Well, I know, but he's getting held. That's why that happened.
Yep.
And that happens a lot. They call the wrong player for holding all the time.
Cards in the kill, 95.8%. And Spash on the power play at 24% coming in here. And here we go, 6:04 left to go. Stevens Point's got it. It is Tyler Loomis. Comes up to the blue line, launches one in. Goes from right to left. And it's hung up in the corner in the Chi High D zone here. Cards get a couple of players out there. Two more set up in front of the goaltender. Minute 33 left to go. Spash sets it up. Here's a shot on net. And that one I don't think would have hit the net. Just came off the side of the cage. And Stevens Point's got it. Left wing corner. They go back to the point. A one-timer on net by Schrader. And it is smothered by Mick Marlowe, and he'll hang on with a minute 20 left to go in the Spash power play. 5:32 on the game clock here in the third period. Face off to the glove side of Marlowe, clean win for Stevens Point. They work it point to point now. Back top of the umbrella, here's Schroeder with a chance, and it ticks in. Came off a stick. I believe it was Molsky, who has been all over the ice tonight, got the redirect, and Spash leads us 4-3 on the power play. Yep, it's Molsky from Schrader, and those two guys have been in every goal here tonight.
Yeah, they are a dynamic duo.
Wow.
It's tough to stop.
11:36, time of the tally here in the third, and the Cards trail again. They've had one lead here tonight. They need another goal here to tie this thing up. I'll take overtime right now if we can get it. Chi High down by a goal. Let's see how they react here. Carter Bobie's got it. Bobie in the left wing corner. Struggles to come up with the loose puck. Over on the left side for Evan Foyles. He turned the puck toward the net, but it just went wide, ricocheting off the window. But still inside the zone. Here is Foyles stepping up is Sam Hebert. The defenseman will carry it in the right wing corner. And Drew Bobie takes his place as Stevens Point comes out right now. Here they are. It is Tyler Loomis comes in, fires a shot. That one over the shoulder of Marlowe. Kicks all the way back out to neutral ice, and the Cards try to punch it in. Nearly out of gas is Evan Foyles, but he stays out on one final rush. First line try to get out there here. Sam Hebert's got it, and he'll gun one in, and the first line comes out for Chi High. Here is Mason Johnson, but he overskated the puck, and Summers has got it for Stevens Point. Lays it on net. That one kicked off to the right by Marlowe. Scramble for it. In the zone is Brett Krista. Taps it toward the corner. And here is Carlson. Brett weaves it off the wall. Skates it ahead for Jackson Hoym. Hoym dropped it in. Cards Swobes comes out with a fresh set of legs. Gus Thorpe, I should say, out there as well. And it's loose for Thorpe, or for Swobes, with a shot down the slot near the hash marks. And this one's scooped up by Stevens Point. Swoboda is going to step up, hold the zone, and here is Jackson Hoyd. Number 8's got it, works it to 18. Gus Thorpe at the point. Thorpe trying to hold it in.
He's gassed.
Yeah, he is. He's out of gas right here. Thorpe drags it along the blue line, waits for people to touch up, moves in, fires a wrist shot, and the Cards just kind of getting to the point where they're pushing it a little hard in the offensive zone because time is running out. Stevens Point into the zone. Chi High in the back check has it. That's Thorpe, and it came off a player and right on net. Good job by Nick Marlowe to stay with the rock because it ricocheted as Thorpe was clearing the puck. It came off a player and went right back on his own goaltender. And Marlowe will hang on to that. With 3:10 left to go in the period.
Just little breaks here and there are really making a huge difference.
The 4th and 5th ranked teams in the state going toe-to-toe here tonight. And you would expect it to be a close game, and it has been. Oh, here is Krista. Krista carried it deep and got it intercepted. And it comes back to the blue line right here with 3:02 left to go. Cards need to get some gas on the opposing goaltender. And it's still caught up in the Chi High zone. And here's a shot on net. Cleared away just in the last second by the Cards D. Off the window and up and out. And who's going to come up with the big play with 2:39 left to go? Stevens Point moves in on our goaltender. And there it is. That was Molsky again, I think, who got the goal, and it's 5-3. And Stevens Point with a two-goal lead right now.
It's his fourth goal of the evening, and that's kind of ironic. Oof. Because I think all four of them have been off number 4 for Chi High.
Yep. 14:24, time of the goal. Time out here for Scott Parker. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cards were in this one down to the final few minutes, and now they trail it 5-3. We'll take a break. Back in a moment here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Oh, what an end to this game. Chi High fought from behind, had a lead, lost that lead, and then Stevens Point with a couple of unanswered goals here in the third, and they're going to probably walk away with a win here tonight as they got that insurance goal here moments ago from this combination of Molsky and Schrader. They've been involved in every goal here. All
it's
five
unbelievable.
Goals.
It's really unbelievable, the game that they put together.
5 points for Molsky here tonight.
But here's the
and
thing.
And five for Schrader.
They're very opportunistic. I don't think that they have beat Chi High. I think Chi High has beaten themselves at times tonight.
Yep. So let's see if there's any fight in the cards here going down. They trail at 5-3 with 2:32 left to go. Let's pump one in and make it interesting. This one's sent into the Stevens Point zone. Dug off the wall by Reeve. Mason Johnson's got it for Chi High. Johnson on the half wall. And saucers a pass for Jackson Hoym. Back to Swoboda to his defensive partner, Gus Thorpe. One-timer wide of the cage. Cards on the attack. They're working it hard down low. Here is Jackson Hoym. A back wraparound try right there as it goes in on the goaltender. Players pushing each other as Sperlin made the save, and he likes to get in on the fray.
Yeah, after. He needs a knockdown on.
Yeah, it's
somebody's going to pop him. Somebody will pop him.
Just back away. You're the goaltender. And Chi High just right in his grill that time, but couldn't get anything past the senior goaltender. But I like the fight. Let's keep going here. Minute 59. Game isn't over yet. Here is Mason Johnson. Try to win the draw for Chi High. Pushes it in deep. Tries to chase it himself. Johnson along the inboards. And Jackson Hoym fighting down there too. It comes back to Gus Thorpe. Thorpe dangles. Fires one. Goes wide. Comes off the inboards hard. Swobes keeps it alive. Back into the corner. Back to Swoboda. And nice keep right there by Gus Thorpe. And the Cards really attacking right here. This is Bobby. Bobby able to work it on the backhand. Swoboda's got it on the wall on the far side. Empty net down here for Chi High, so they add the extra attacker. And here we go. That's how Bobby got out there, and he's got it right now. Bobby turns, rips one, loose, and Jackson Hoym with a chance, but it hit traffic out in front. And it ricochets out to neutral ice here with 1:11 left to go. Empty net in the Chi High zone. This one worked off the wall. Cards have it. They'll turn it into the Stevens Point zone with 61 seconds left to go in the game. Into the right wing corner. Cards trail by two. Swobes keeps it alive. Now to Bobby. He turned, laid one in front of the net or wide of the net. Comes back to the point. Thorpe has got it. Loads one up. That one wide. Ripped off the window. And Chi High still with the puck. Here is Bobby. Off to his left. One-timer. And Swoboda on the ice, but just wide with 35 seconds left to go. And clear to the point. Keep there by Thorpe. And it's right on the save made by Sperlin. And he'll hang up with 30.4 seconds left to go. The Cards reach down deep and had a little rush going there, but couldn't get anything past the senior Stevens Point goaltender.
Yeah, really, they loaded up. This is an all-state line here for Chi High. They loaded her up and see if they can get a couple home.
30 seconds left to go. Let's get one anyway. Here is Thorpe, and he'll toss that one wide. Jackson Hoym with it, and it's going to be taken away by Stevens Point, and they'll clear it. That'll be an icing call right here because we're 5-on-5. Empty net, so the extra attacker, and these guys are gassed right here. But you got to leave this crew out here for final 17.
Yeah, I would agree. Looks like they're going to pull out Drew. He's probably pretty gassed, but never mind.
Yeah, they're going to keep him out there.
Did they switch out?
Take your time getting to the dot here. Too little, too late, but let's get one here. And this one pushed on the half wall. Bobby's got it, turned it on his forehand. Picks up Ricochet. Cards crash in the net here. And we're down to 4 seconds left to go. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. One final shot by Thorpe, and that will do it. Stevens Point wins this one 5-3. Shots were 28-26, and this may be the only time this year that we were outshot in a game. I think it is. And Chi High falls to 7-3 overall. Spash goes to 7-0-1 on the season. Well, a clash here tonight of two very similar teams. And Stevens Point's going to come up with the win here tonight, but I think this one could have gone either way.
Oh, man, this is a frustrating game. I feel like Chi High's defense made some mistakes tonight that could have been corrected that cost us goals. And, yeah, you make mistakes, but I don't know. I just feel like that was a winnable game for Chi High. I really
so
do.
Too.
I mean, Smash is a phenomenal hockey team. I'm not taking anything away from them. They deserve this win. They played a really, really sound game, but I think that if Chi High would have had everything put together and played their game a little bit better, I think that they would have come out on top.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Chippewa loses the Cards 5-3. They won the JV game, but lost the varsity game here tonight 5-3. Cards 1-for-2 on the power play. And Stevens Point 1-for-2, and that was the insurance goal at, well, not the insurance, that was the fourth, the goal that put him up on top. Stevens Point with a power play goal here in the third period, and the Cards wind up losing this one 5-3 on home ice. So we'll have our post-class mirror post-game show, Holly Bovey's stats report, Names You Know stats updates for you, a recap on our post-game show, and we'll catch up with Scott Parker in just a little bit, get his thoughts about this game here tonight before the Christmas break. Final 5-3, Stevens Point knocks off the Chi High Cardinals, and we'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
All right, time for our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, Coop, yeah, it was It was a good game between two good teams. Got a little chippy at times, just stuff that wasn't necessary. But maybe these teams will meet again down the road because they're both very good teams that I think could go deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're super evenly matched teams. I think Stevens Point is in our section now, right?
I think so.
I would say that we're probably, from what I've seen so far, the two best teams in our section.
Yep.
I think that there's a fair chance we'll see them again.
Might be over at KB Willett now that they've got this win. We'll have to see that. They can put that in their,
yeah,
that's, in their backpack here.
It's a tough one. It was a big seeding game. You know, I think that I think that Chi High could have played a better hockey game than that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's just one of those deals. You know, they're maybe coming off a big win at West and, you know, maybe a little bit riding a little bit too high. You know, it could be a lot of things. But I think that they made some mental errors tonight that really cost them.
Yeah. So shots 28-26 in favor of Stash, and they win this one by a 5-3 count. Our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Send Coop down to talk with Scott Parker on our post-game show and catch up with the veteran coach. Let's get our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Stevens Point led it pretty much all night. They scored at 3:18 of the first. This was a combination of Grant Molsky, the sophomore. He's going to be around two more years. What a thrill for Matt Polkap, their coach, from Schrader. He's a junior. He'll be coming back, too. That combo worked five times tonight. They got the lead at 3:18 of the first. And then Chi High at 10:21 of the first. Jackson Hoym hit pay dirt. The assist going from Evan Foyles. And that was a power play goal for the Cards. Struggled on the man advantage this year. And that tied it up. But Point came right back. 14:57 of the first. That combo of Molsky from Schrader again. And they had a 2-1 lead. And that's how we ended the first period. Then Stevens Point scored first in the second at 12:57 of the second. Made it 3-2. Chi High came back with a goal from Drew Bovee, and it was 3-3, I should say 3-2 at that time. And then the Cards got the third goal at 12:15 of the second period, and this is how it sounded. Jackson LeMay, the goaltender, got caught out a little bit. Mason Sperlin, and Jackson LeMay scored, and this is how it sounded.
Andrew Johnson, his shot hit traffic out in front. And ricochets to neutral ice with 4:53 left to go in the period. Hey, the goaltender left it out by himself, and it goes in! Brett Carlson! And Jackson LeMay teed up right there. The goaltender got caught out of his net. Cards saw it, they tried to get it out in front, and finally they did. And they take the lead for the first time tonight.
That was 3-2 the lead, but then Stevens Point would fight back, tie it up, and take the two-goal lead to finish things out. Molsky from Schroeder all night, and that's how it ended. And Chi High drops this one 5-3, and the Cards go to 7-3 on the season. Let's go downstairs, ice level, and Coop has got head coach Scott Parker.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, tough loss tonight. Tough team from Spash. What were some thoughts from the game?
Yeah, they're good. They move the puck really well. They can play physical. They're good in the nets. They got a good team, and it's probably the best team we've seen. They're better than Edgewood. So, we had our hands full tonight, and our energy level was pretty low in the first period, which is again another surpriser. Why, you know, looked like we had a pretty good crowd, and it was just pretty disappointing to get outshot in our own barn. I think it was 11-5 or something. Yeah. Here, let me see that. All right. And let's see, 9-4. But they had two goals, right?
Yes.
So yeah, I was right, 11-5. So, you know, right from the get-go, we kind of have to play catch-up. And we tied the game up. So in the second period, we played better. And it's a pretty good game, you know, up and down the ice. And we just couldn't get things really going in the third the way we needed to. I think you saw when we pulled our goalie, that was probably the best pulled goalie unit I've seen in a long, long time. And we, you know, so it's there, but we just got to get it out of them a little bit more in the first period.
Holiday break coming up. What are going to be some goals coming back from that?
I think just one at a time. You know, going over to Green Bay at a really good tournament, and just kind of regroup on Tuesday. Tomorrow's a nutcracker, and you know, put this one behind us and go forward. And you know, it's over. There's nothing we can do about it. But you know, we're not playing our best hockey right now, and that's okay. We'll get better, and we gotta learn some tough lessons defensively. And I think that happened tonight. And we've got to get better in our own zone. You know, give this number two kid a lot of credit. Bob Thorpe pointed him out. And Grant is his name, Molsky. And we knew about him. Yeah, four goals. So might have to play the body on that guy. But if you can't skate well, you can't catch him because he's a good skater and he's a tough kid. You know, I wouldn't want that guy on your team. You know, he's a good player.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks for your time.
All right. Good luck. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you, fans, for coming out tonight. We'll play better next time. So thanks, and Merry Christmas to everybody. And I just hope everyone stays safe. And, you know, there'll be better days for the Cardinals. We'll work on it.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Cards got a great team, and they'll be back and come back from this. Enjoy the holiday break, and wish everybody the best. So, again, 5-3 the final, and we got high school buckets tomorrow night. Chi-High boys hosting Menominee 6:55 pregame show with Halvo, Mark Halverson from the Birdcage. And we won't be back till after the first of the year with high school hockey. On the 9th of January, we'll have Eau Claire Memorial back here. A big BRC battle, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show on January 9th. For Sam Aberle and Cooper Fosvick, this is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Have a great holiday. If you hang around, stay up for a little while longer, you can usher in winter, which begins officially at 9:37 here tonight. Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. Final again, 5-3. Chi-High drops this one to Stevens Point here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Christmas holiday. Good night, everybody.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.